Whitney Houston's new album, I Look to You, is her first release since 2002. It features work from a variety of songwriters and producers, including R. Kelly, Diane Warren, and David Foster. Rock critic Ken Tucker says that while the pop music landscape has shifted a lot in the past 7 years, Houston's new work sounds ready to take its place in that landscape.
This is for the lovers holding hands in the car. This is for the lovers, no matter where you are. This is for you.
It's for you, it's for you, it's for you.
This is for you.
It's for you, it's for you.
Baby.
I've already read one review of Whitney Houston's new album, I Look to You, that refers to it as gorgeous. Another called it a return to her classic sound. I disagree. One reason I like this collection of songs so much is that Houston's voice is rougher and more open-throated than it's been since she became a star. And the songs themselves are, in general, less bombastic, more precise and detailed than her biggest hits. The disco rhythm of that song, Million Dollar Bill, doesn't come off as nostalgic or retro or out of touch. It quickly establishes itself as a solid R&B background to Houston's singing about a man who makes her feel good. Co-written by Alicia Keys, it's the lead-off cut on I Look to You, and Million Dollar Bill sets the collection's prevailing tone. Energetic and positive, without being sappy or frantic. Working with her longtime boss and collaborator Clive Davis, Houston has done something very smart here. She doesn't update her sound with hip-hop beats or street slang. Instead, she stands her ground and retains her own voice, both literally and metaphorically.
To all the lovers in the place,
lovers in the place.
This song's for you, baby. This song's for you. To all the haters in the place,
haters in the place.
I ain't singing to you, baby. I ain't singing to you. It's been a long crazy week. All I want is a little time. Raise my hands, do my feet. Let it go tonight. Leave the stress at home. Tell the drama no. You ain't gonna kill my vibe. Oh no. I look at you, you look at me, and you already know what I want, what I need. So meet me on the floor.
That's a terrific pop single, a tune called For the Lovers. Of course, Houston cannot ultimately resist including a few blow-the-roof-off ballads. She waits a while to get around to it, though, until the album's seventh cut, in fact. The song is called I Didn't Know My Own Strength. It's about, you know, getting through the pain, holding my head up high, and finding the light out of the dark. It's big, it's florid, but it doesn't tip over the top. Its stately piano figures and Houston's vocal restraint keep the song rooted in a way some Houston mega hits were not.
Lost touch with my soul. I had nowhere to turn. I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. Had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed.
Houston also pulls off something on this album I didn't think I'd want to hear. Another version of the Leon Russell oldie, A Song for You. For one thing, she's got the authority to make palatable the song's premise, a big star professing to act like a vulnerable, normal person. She and her producers also do a clever thing. After that intro, about 90 seconds in, the song bursts into a disco arrangement that gives the chorus an energy that freshens and revitalizes its sentiments.
I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Can't you see through me? We're alone now, and I'm singing a song to you.
You taught me. It's odd to think that Whitney Houston, who's done more than any other contemporary singer to enshrine the diva style of pop singing, is currently probably known to young audiences more for her tabloid troubles with drugs and her ex-husband Bobby Brown than for her performances. She's been Beyoncé'd and Mariah'd to the margins of pop. This album is her way of getting back in the game. And Houston does it with skill, shrewdness, and a paradox. Powerhouse humility.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed I Look to You by Whitney Houston. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.